T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The poor folks left, literally the poor folks left in Wilkinsburg are getting spanked. Taxes, gentrification, please. Economic decay, oh yeah. Lack of investment, oh yeah. Hey folks, average income, Wilkinsburg, $23,000 a year. Try and live on that, man. In America, it's about $60,000, in case you're doing the math at home. You know, a guy that I respect and admire because he saw what was happening to the Wilkinsburg School District. And unfortunately, when I talked about it in the past, it was horrible opportunity for kids to succeed. Horrible. And Ed Donovan is the president of the Wilkinsburg School Board, and he saw that. And now they got their kids going to Pittsburgh schools, and they're working on even more and making a dramatic change and opportunity for their kids. And I saw a letter that he sent to the Post-Gazette, and Ed is mad, quite frankly, and annoyed and aggravated about this notion that this merger is a bad thing, and that it's this annexation is a bad thing, and that it's racist. Ed, thanks for doing this, man. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Marty. How are you?
You are aggravated, right?
I am aggravated, but first, I'm a little sad about something I want to tell you. I was sorry to hear that you didn't enjoy your clarinet lessons way back then. We have such an incredible music program right now in our schools. I found out the other day, because I pay attention to this stuff, we have 80 kids learning instruments.
Whoa.
just in the intermediate school. We hired a full-time instrumental music teacher to help kids learn instruments. And unlike your experience, they love it.
I wanted to be Clarence Clemens, not Benny Goodman. That was the issue, brother.
if you were a kid in our schools now, you probably could be. So I just thought I'd tell you, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy that.
That was rough,
because
brother.
Our kids love it.
Yeah. So.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yes. You know, I try not to get mad. You know, about this. What I read in the media and what I know from my own experience is really, really, really disappointing about how people here, how leaders here, in quotes, you know, have approached this whole opportunity to change the future of the whole town, you know, and the borough council has just from the very beginning done nothing but resist this and throw out misinformation about it and try to lobby Pittsburgh City Council to vote no, so there won't be a referendum that would deny Wilkinsburg people the chance to vote on this, when, in my opinion, it would have been really productive to start talking to Pittsburgh,
right,
and say, okay, if this referendum passes and annexation happens, what do we want that to look like? What about our public works people getting jobs in the new organization, when Wilkinsburg is just a neighborhood of Pittsburgh, like Bloomfield,
right,
Oral Hill,
right,
anyplace else, Allentown, whatever? How about let's talk about, hey, in case this happens, why don't we start talking about what we want it to look like? I have found Pittsburgh's school board to be so incredibly reasonable to work with. You know, I mean, we have 280 kids going to high school and junior high there. I have found them so great to work with. I can't imagine that the city council wouldn't be about the same. So,
hey, and I got to get to this. I tell you what, it really got to me is this notion that all these white folks are going to take over Wilkinsburg and kick out the poor black folks and create this insane gentrification. You know, what are we doing here, man? Race baiting is what we're doing. Are we not, sir?
I refer to that remark that someone made in the hearing the other night as kind of a dog whistle. You know, it overlooks the fact that since the last census, a lot of people moved out of Wilkinsburg, but twice as many black people moved out as people of other colors, as people of other ethnicities, twice as many. So, geez, man, we're losing that important population anyway, before any so-called gentrification happens. And I don't know, gentrification gets a bad rap. I think there are ways gentrification helps everybody.
Well, these folks would look at Bakery Square as a bad thing in East Liberty. They really would. Come on, man. Come on.
I know there are people who do that. Yeah.
Hey, Ed, would this not offer hope, which is what I see?
Hope is exactly what I think it would offer. You know, being on the school board, we try to stay out of politics.
Right.
You know, I mean, we think our calling is above like street politics, but it's also our responsibility to look after the future of these kids, not just what they're getting now, but what's their future? What kind of a community are they going to inherit? You know, and so that's where the hope part you just mentioned comes in. How can we, when we know that people are moving out of Wilkinsburg faster than they're moving in, and that this is hitting our black families at twice the rate it's hitting other families, then isn't it our responsibility to try to create a community, work to create a community that makes them want to stay and that gives them, as you put it, hope?
I 100% support your voice here. I see hope. Man, I tell you, like I said, man, when I was a kid, I was out there. When I was in college, I was out there. And since that time, and I hate to say this, Ed, the only time I was out there was for shootings as a TV reporter. And that's depressing to even hear. I love your attitude, man. I love what you're doing. And anything we can do to help folks out there get their voice, forget Marty Griffin. I'm all in, okay?
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for the opportunity here.
Oh, man, I love your voice. I love his passion. And I love that he cares about the kids playing the clarinet in the band. That man gets it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.